Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blacks. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emacs the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And just because, you know, we had to start with that tribal war cry, and why not? From CMHA, the CD. And you are listening once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 8, verse 29. I am surprised and thankful that this is episode 29 already. EMAXXradio@gmail.com if you wish to send anything in. If you can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr., with a period after that. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. He has two pages of music. We can YouTube Joseph P. Motley Jr. For those listening to Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com, we appreciate you, but you can do what some of the other numbers that I'll be getting to shortly, about three of them. They called in to 646-478-0944, and I'm going to give you three quick disclaimers before going to the phone line or the top 10. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Now, I do need to give you a top 10 music and entertainment from Monday to a Monday. Number 10, should you choose, you can Facebook the Spotlight Cleveland Talent Search Grand Finale. That'll be this Saturday, July 27th, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 11 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15449 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. Number 9, debuting on Facebook at Faith's Birthday Party, Father's Lives Matter. So you know it's going to be lit, Father's Lives Matter, LLC. Number 8, debuting Solutions. More on that in just a little while. Number 7, debuting Facebook, Loving Kindness Cleveland. More on that in just a little while. Also, number 6, Facebook debut, the Elements of Hip Hop Party. More on that in just a little while. Number 5, debuting, you can Facebook Avery's Birthday Barbecue and Pool Party at Edgewater. Number 4, moving up, you can Facebook Ain't Nothing About Me Local Showcase Day Party, which happened yesterday at Cruiser's Lounge. Number 3, the debut was the Facebook for the birthday celebration for domestic violence advocate Laura Cohen, which was held at Cavante's Restaurant the past Saturday. Number 2, yep, debuting the Black Love Revolution Week ended the past week. More on that in just a little while. Number 1 spot, you can. It's debuting because it had all kind of things going on. You could Facebook 5 a.m. Camp Out for Justice, come early, or 8 a.m. Camp Out for Justice, come early, or 7:30 a.m. Camp Out for Justice, come early, or 6 a.m. Camp Out for Justice. All of that will get to in due time. Before I do anything else, I want to let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe, East 152nd St. Clair Intersection, and Euclid Avenue. The number 1 and number 37 pass by St. Clair, East 152nd, but you can take the number 28 to Ivanhoe. That's just a longer walk down. That's it. I want to also let people know, if you Facebook Alfred Porter JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, feel free. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. And I think what I'll share with you also is Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio, and the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time of VoiceOfRadio.com. Tomorrow it is A-Town and BWE. I'm going to see what's happening with the 216-400. 216-400, what's happening? Hey, what's happening?
Oh, you called the 216-400?
I hope so. Yes, 216-400.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, all I can say is this. I'm just here to support you. And you're doing a fine job, and asking you to please keep up the good work. And take care.
Thank you so much.
Good evening.
Hey, I thank you so much for that. Appreciate it. Well, it's been a very, very interesting week. Talking about support, before I go to some of the other phone lines and numbers that are on the phone, I would like to say and let people know that this coming Friday at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 16379 Euclid Avenue, 44112, Man in the Street will be helping push Solutions. Solutions is at the new OPN Community Center, where I'll speak on 137 shots. And the keynote is Vice President of East Cleveland City Council, Ernest L. Smith, speaking on what he has learned since becoming the Vice President of East Cleveland City Council. I also want to send a shout out. Who would have thought that at all of those, you know, Camp Out for Justice week, it was one of the most prolonged efforts at a consistent rally for so many days in a row over Justice for Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams. You have people like the East Cleveland Vice President, City Council, Ernest L. Smith, East Cleveland Council at Large, Nathaniel Martin, East Cleveland Democratic War Club, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Carl Stokes Brigade, D from EC, Major Taps, who rapped and tap danced out there, Black Love Revolution, sang, Power Women did poetry, you had children performing, sound was by the Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, you had my man, the man called Hawk, representing Black Wealth Global West Coast Division. All in all, my thoughts on this are real simple. It's just an overview. So before I take my first phone caller, I would just like to say that, you know, my name is Alfred Porter Jr., and I feel like I'm the dumbest man in Cuyahoga County or the craziest man in Northeast Ohio because I refuse to forget about the 137-shot murder of two unarmed African-Americans on November 29, 2019. I was part of a coalition that went to meetings at churches in Cleveland and meetings at Shaw High in East Cleveland, as well as various libraries and meeting halls, took part in vigils, and helped schedule press conferences and protest rallies alongside the grieving Russell and Williams family. Attended Cleveland City Hall hearings. Listened to an Attorney General, Mike DeWine, at the time, who spoke about systemic failure. When only one police officer lost his job and the union refused to acknowledge any wrongdoing by their officers and are still fighting for that one officer's job back. But I digress. Thing is, nobody took responsibility for the marauding officers of almost 100 police cars who chased Brother Russell and Sister Williams from downtown Cleveland to the west side, down to Steel Yard Commons, across the freeway, back to the east side of Cleveland, and into East Cleveland without a warning to East Cleveland Dispatch. That's why it's perplexing that a jury of East Cleveland residents didn't hold a Cleveland police supervisor guilty of dereliction of duty for being inept and not, A, calling off the chase, or B, not saying stand down and alerting the historic city of East Cleveland to at least be ready to stop the car being pursued. Any other time, East Cleveland police have been notified to pick a chase up, apprehend the suspect or suspects, and Cleveland send someone to pick the suspect, the suspects up from the East Cleveland jail. Then again, when we as a people go to a church where Jesus is depicted as white, some of us on any jury would feel comprehended to side with a white defendant and a white defense lawyer over our own. Plus, self-hate is real. But again, I digress. Instead of complaining, I'll follow the examples of those such as Councilman Kevin Conwell, Cleveland, who worked with Zach Reed on making sure letters were circulated on A, Tim McGinty, who lost his job as city prosecutor, B. John P. O'Donnell didn't make it on Ohio Supreme Court because of their shortcomings on the case. Source Cleveland.com. Plus the Committee of Social Justice, who has a petition to end arbitration as we know it, which started because of this travesty. Yes, I was part of one of the longest 137-shot murder protests as we rallied and went to court watch for five straight days over one supervisor on trial in East Cleveland, with continuous early morning protest. And guess what? We're ready for round two. Why? Because true justice never tires. My name is Al Porter Jr., Black on Black Crime Incorporated president, and I approve this message. So now I'm going to go to the phone lines and see what's going on with the 216-209. They're probably calling to say, you know something after hearing everything? Alfred Porter, man in the street, you really are the dumbest man in Cuyahoga County and the craziest man in Northeast Ohio. 216-209, how you doing out there?
I'm great, look, brother Al. Look, and I just want to say, you know, there's a little something wrong with all of it. But the key thing is, we all know right from wrong. And 137 shots is overkill. It will never get old. It will always be fresh and new on my brain because I'm sorry. That is just ridiculous. And all those people that's involved should be locked up and charged with murder one. Seriously, all of them. There's a couple guys that I know that work for the police department. And even they said, You know, they won't name their name, name no names. They won't come out in front of the camera. But I asked them about it personally. And even they thought that was overkill. So that's just sickening. I don't want to get away from my point of calling in. I'm John from Black Odyssey. For all those who don't know, we recently just dropped a video, Freedom Writers, not too long ago. We're over 400 views, doing pretty well. We got more music on the way. We got a few videos that I think it should be mentioned because they're doing very well, like the Honesty Blade video. It's doing really good. Key Cash video is doing really well. And a few of Goldie's videos are doing well as well. And we got more videos on the way. More new artists. So y'all, you know, please be tuned. I am working on one as we speak. So more Black Odyssey, just stay tuned to the YouTube channel, and we have a SoundCloud channel too as well. And we might slip in a few songs that you have not heard ever before. They may slide in on SoundCloud. So just type in BLAQODESSY on any major platform. You'll see our name and our projects and our work will pop up. Look for us on YouTube. BLAQODESSY TV. So you can check out everything that's up there, and if you want to get at us, we sure will respond to anything that's out there. Black Odyssey.
Appreciate you. No problem. Thank you so much for the call in. And what
Thank
I'm
you.
Looking at is you're welcome, because I have to put something now on deck. Because if your song doesn't make what's going on, before I go to the 702 area code and the 216 area code, again, last week ended up, anytime you can get 8 days in a row of anything, so the Black Love, Unity, Faith, Mission, Empowerment Week ended off. You had, I believe, last Monday I did mention the Black International Community Reestablishment of Culture, which was held at Carouche Park off of, like, 17,000 Tarkington, and then on the last Tuesday, the Shaker Heights Library main branch dealt with self-defense and a post-mortem recognition of Ida B. Wells World Vigil. I also want to say that it was also very, very interesting. I forgot to add in the fact that you had, all last week at the camp out, different days, you had Fred Barkley Live, Stop the Inhumanity at the County Jail, Brickhouse Wellness, Eastside Daily News, of course, Man in the Street. I do want to bring up a couple of things so that you won't say I forgot about anything. So this Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m., you can hit on Facebook, the Elements of Hip Hop Party, 7/24/19. This coming Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m., Red Lion Tattoo and Cuts at 4030 St. Clair. And that's right in Cleveland, Ohio, 44103 HJS Music, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. It's a free, peaceful event. Also, speaking of free, peaceful events, because we need a whole lot of things to help us out, you can Facebook Join Loving Kindness Cleveland at Black on Black Crime, Inc. Thursday. That's July 25th, 6 to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. For more information, and you're invited to just show love, circle up and power up, and that's www.circlethecitywithlove.com. CIRCLETHECITY withlove.com. You can also email at circlecitywithlove, all one word, circlecitywithlove@gmail.com. That's the one thing people will say to me in a little bit is, you know, you never tell us what's going on. So I shall end part of this up by saying you can go to the website for blackonblackcleveland.com. Then there's OPN Radio, Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. I did mention the Fred Barkley Live group, so you can Facebook Kent and Angelica, and also Facebook Champagne Bang. New material up and out, A1, him and Joseph Motley Jr. Then there's Life Obstacles, Saturdays, 2 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. Art McCoy Radio Show is Sundays at 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. MC Chill Talk is Wednesdays at 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. All three on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Now, let me go to at least the phone line of 702. I believe it's 702 is the area code, 609. They're probably calling to say, you know something? Now, Porter, we knew you were crazy. A little bit ignorant, too. Anyway, 702, it's on you. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Sheriff, Captain, Kilroy. 702, you know who this is.
Right. What's going on with you, brother?
Not a whole lot. I'm on the job. I'm just listening in on the program. I don't have a whole lot to say today except that, you know, we need to rebuild the Black Man's Army. I'm put that out there as often as I possibly can. Unless you have questions for me, I'll just be listening in.
Hey, here's questions for you. Coming back into the region, especially since you, you know, had left out and you came back through, what are some of the major changes that you've noticed?
Some of the major changes that I've noticed, I noticed that a lot of the properties are being condemned. A lot of the former residences have not been cared for. There are a lot of absentee landlords that have left properties just vacant, and that is both in Greater Cleveland and in East Cleveland. In fact, right around the Superior Rapids Station, I saw what looked like it might have been a 40-pound beaver. So it looked to me like Animal and Wildlife Division of Cuyahoga County is slacking on their job. those are the few things that I've noticed. Yes, sir. I also noticed, though, that a lot of the activism is actually on point and very vigilant. So you have my commendation, and like I said, whenever I'm available, I'll be there with you. You know, however, I am employed, so I got to do my job. I've got to make this little bit of paper that I'm getting. That's pretty much it. Those are the changes that I've noticed. Now, granted, I've only been away like 4 or 5 years this past time. So to answer your question, you know, those are the definite changes that I've noticed.
Hey, I appreciate you as always because you did bring up a lot of different things that it's the truth. That's all I can say. It's the truth. So with that being said, where do you see you fitting into everything? And I can say I've noticed that the recruitment from you has been very, very strong. So what do you see else that you could think of?
Well, I did want to go ahead and speak to Mr. McCoy about, nominating myself as a sergeant at arms at least two of your meetings a month. That would give time for me to spend with my ailing mother. So I will definitely probably be popping in to visit the both of you. Is the BBCI meeting still Wednesday night, even during your
yes, it is.
Your hip hop element thing?
There will be a BBCI meeting. So to answer your question, yes.
Okay. So both of those are happening on the same night.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay. All right, then I'll go ahead and front the gas money to my lady, and we'll go ahead and hit both of those spots and see you both.
Hey, we appreciate you very much. Thank you, brother, and please feel free to hold a line.
Yes, sir.
And, hey, I can appreciate this. Now, I can tell you one of those changes that I've seen, now having a man called Hawk back in here things have changed dramatically. As a matter of fact, before I do anything else, I would like to at least say that one of the things that I even spoke on in the letter, end arbitrators' bias in favor of police. Due to persistent arbitrators' bias in favor of police in their deciding the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens, the public, we have underlined, advocate that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings. Committee for Social Justice, I will make sure to have these petitions with me at different functions. And, of course, it's the Cleveland-led safe. That particular thing, the Clash initiative, we're also, this is the last week, so we'll be adding on to those signatures as best as possible. So I'm going to go and check on the 216-255 phone number. They're probably calling in to let me know a few things about myself. They're probably even wondering, wait a minute, Timothy Russell, Melissa Williams, you still care about that? Anyway, 216-255, how are you doing out there?
Very well, thank you. Boy, Al, I sure appreciate the previous callers. One said that it was overkill with the 137 shots, and it truly was. And there needs to be a larger outcry. I realize that this case is just misdemeanor charges against two supervisors. And basically what's important is it will be very symbolic if we can actually make something stick on the officers, because the police officers seem to have immunity in all the shootings and killings of Black Americans and brown and some Caucasians, but basically it's Black Americans, as we know, African Americans. And I appreciate the last caller too. Wanted to hear, I missed this week with the trial. I wanted to hear what happened. I was there last week and wanted to hear what happened. So I appreciate if I could get an update on that.
Yeah, the update was simply put, the way I read it off, the jury brought a very interesting argument, which is, since you didn't charge Brelo and he did the shooting, and it's systemic, how could you really hold anybody accountable? And that was the reason why the first supervisor of the first trial was let off. Yep.
Oh, my. That's because the precedence. That's I'm angry with that. I'm angry with that. It's over. It's done.
It's that first one, yes. We hope that a second one comes through and
that's
the other
a cop
supervisor
out, man.
Comes in.
That's a freaking cop out. Oh, man.
Yeah, coming from the supervisor's attorney who tried not to even get it tried in East Cleveland anyway, saying, come on, it shouldn't be tried there. They can't handle a case like that.
That's
took
bullshit.
It all the way to the Supreme Court and lost that.
I'm sure,
so that's what happened, sir. The decision came out
protest.
Maybe a few minutes ago.
We need a huge protest. We got to bring the people out. And we got to just – and I appreciate the Social Justice Committee working on that, dealing with the arbitrators as well. We just got to make some noise. And, you know, I the people in Cleveland are out there. We're doing stuff. We got the petitions against lead. We got the Social Justice Committee. But we got to be stronger. They play hardball. We play softball. We got to play hardball.
Ooh.
That's it. You know, we can't take no
we do
prisoners. Okay. Basically. Thank you.
I like what you said. We do. We have to play hardball, not softball.
Thank
Anything
you.
Else coming
in.
Up that
Appreciate
we need
it.
To know? Oh, no problem.
Geez, there's like, boy, we're going to be demonstrating at the Geauga County Jail tomorrow night. A Jewish group has organized this. It's called Never Again. It's about the detentions and the terrible conditions that they're putting and detention of children. You know, we see that in Cleveland, the Juvenile Justice Center, with African-American young men. And we're also seeing that at the borders with Latino children, brown and black folks getting incarcerated. And here they are in the federal jails. The children are receiving inadequate food, no medical attention, no change of clothes for babies, no diaper changes for hours on end, and sleeping on floors and drinking toilet water. This is what our government is mandating.
Damn.
This is some BS, and we're going to be protesting Jarg County Jail tomorrow at 6 o'clock. That's all I know, buddy.
Hey,
there's more, but
hey, that's
hey,
good enough. Thank you
that's
for
enough,
sharing
right?
that. It
oh,
is.
My.
That's enough. This is what I'll do. I'll put you on hold. I'll play something, and I might have to come back and deal with part of that issue. So what I will do
Thank
is
you,
please hold the line. You're welcome. This is time for me to take a much-needed break. Might have to go back to the phone lines in a little bit because I might say something that's going to get me in a whole lot of trouble, but why not? Anyway, I'm going to play this song for Black Odyssey. That's what a lot of us have to do. We have to keep praying. Prayer without action. Prayer without action is inaction, but we have to keep on praying. So, Black Odyssey.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah, no matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying. It's a new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in the city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge gon' say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's foul.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. 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 No matter what, love you, keep praying, yeah. No matter what.
You know something. See, now y'all want me to get into trouble, but that's all right. I'm going to tell you a little story, a real story about myself, just some things that I've witnessed. Doesn't mean I'm right. Doesn't mean I'm wrong. I'm just going by certain things that I've witnessed. After I get through with this soapbox, I'll probably play a song. Like if there's time permitting, go back to the phone lines and bother some of the people on the lines. But the story I wanted to tell you, you know, is that first of all, for years, I'm Republican, conservative. I've been one. My party freed the slaves. So, you know, I'm just saying. I've been one for years. But when then-Senator Barack Obama ran for president, I supported him. I liked John McCain, but come on, my brother man, I had to support him. And I supported President Obama over Romney. That
41%, 37%, whatever it was. Wrong move, Mitt. Wrong move. So anyway, I flash forward to 2016. And I got a chance to see Trump speak in Cleveland about, in our region, about three times. And although I loved The Apprentice and I was, you know, gung-ho for Republican, I was like, hey, Kasich, all right, I can support him. Rubio, certain things. But Kasich, I might have even taken McCain over Hillary. So Kasich, maybe McCain. But I joined over 200. It was other key Republicans who recognized the grab them by the bum the shit out of them. Trump candidacy should be denounced, renounced, such as for certain people who had their misgivings, Condoleezza Rice, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Kasich. And so I'm just letting you know I supported Hillary. Now, Trump denounced Black Lives Matter during his run, consent decree, and showed he supported bigots and profane language, which to me, if you're talking about moral Christian values, I didn't see any moral Christian values. I just didn't see any at the time. So anyway, let's say that after 3 years, going on about 1 year before the elections, I hate to say it, people might get upset, but President Trump has proven to be at least much better president than President Barack Obama. And I'll tell you why. Because you have to remember, when President Obama was elected, black people expected the best. And remember, President Obama had Ted Kennedy and key Democrats as a majority to ramrod policy and procedure down the House and Senate throats before the really Republican control came during the midterms. And there were times the Democrats begged Barack Obama to act like the movie, Fast and Furious. And he unfortunately said, no, we need to work with everybody, including Republicans. Now, President Obama did push for the consent decree, didn't exactly give it the teeth necessary to be as effective as it could. While certain people of color, black, were waiting for their rights, gays who came out strong, Latinos who came out strong, Jews who came out strong, demanded theirs and were granted that. But instead of ramrodding policies through, sometimes President Obama would say, we have to work with everybody. And if Mitch McConnell or John McCain were driving down the road in a Republican and conservative car playing chicken, President Obama would swerve. Now, when, as president, Trump has proven he's unfortunately about the business that he said he was going to do. When President Trump was told by Barack Obama, you're everybody's president, and a Democrat said, you're everybody's president. And Trump said, basically speaking, asshole or not, no, I'm not. And look here. When Nancy Pelosi goes to play chicken in the road, Trump smashes right into her head on. Why? Because like it or not, Trump has stuck with his agenda. No matter how ludicrous or insane people might say, he said, build a wall, Mexico will pay. Oh, they won't. Who cares? I promised a wall. Build it anyway. Now, Trump has proven he's not everyone's president. Unfortunately, he didn't promise to be. There's people who are of color, especially black, let's pick on them first, who'll say, hey, he didn't do anything for us. Unfortunately, he never said he would. The closest it got was, black people, what have you all got to lose? Does that sound like he cares? What a plan for black people? He never promised Latinos nothing. Hombres. You know, it's not my fault that Trump has the kahunas bigger than before and doesn't apologize. You know, that's part of the 50-foot stepladder. Anything I point out right now that you would say, it sounds insane. It does sound insane. I look at it. But when you look at the fact that four Democratic women who Trump, basically speaking, the tweets that came out, and they even decided to censure him for his racist tweets, he gets out there, and instead of apologizing,
like Bill Clinton might have, or even a George Bush Senior or Junior might have. What he does is he listens to the rally, and instead of correcting people who are hollering, send them home, he never stopped and said, I'm everybody's president. No, he just sat back and took it. And for all the people who are sitting back and saying, wait a minute, if I'm not mistaken, he sounded nice when he talked across, you know, the Royal Guard, and then went right back and renewed his attack on the four congresswomen. When people would say, how can he say, or how can he do, or what have you, he stuck with his freaking agenda. The agenda, even releasing and pardoning a couple of people from Oregon ranchers who led a coup and pulling rifles out, and he said, well, they were patriots fighting the government. Okay. Now, if me and Mook Dog and Leroy said, wait a minute, we're leading something to at least keep the government from coming into East Cleveland abandoned properties, and we're going to build our own, and we were dumped in the pen, would there have been a pardon for us? I don't exactly think so. And the reason I can say that is because this man has proven, whether we like it or hate it, including myself, this man is stuck with his agenda. He's never condemned any of the bigots who stood up and said, we love him. He's a great man. Some of the newspapers that printed up and said, this is the man we're going with. He might have said, I don't believe in racists, but deep down in heart, there's bad people on both sides. I might be wrong in what I'm saying, so I'm going to go back to some of the phone lines and say, am I that far off base? Did I miss something in the translation? Maybe he did promise something, and I missed it. I'm going to 216-255 once again. I'm just going to ask you, did I miss something in the translation? Should we really be that surprised? Help me out.
Al, yeah. Am I on?
Yeah. Yes, you are.
Okay, thank you. So one thing is, I mean, you have a good assessment, and I'll get to that, but we have to remember that he does lie. You know, when he tries to boost the numbers of who was where. Okay. So, but
yeah.
There's just that, but you're right. He didn't promise anything. And, I think really it's the people because his base, all he has to do is keep his base happy. If the other people that don't agree don't organize and rise against it and show, you know, their displeasure, then it's going to keep on going. So it's all about citizen involvement. And, you know, people say it doesn't matter who's president. And I'm one of those people because I'm an issues person. You know, because we're busy all the time, you know, and I hate it when, like my brother, you know, he only gets busy at election time. But now election time is so long, that keeps you real busy, right? Because they keep starting presidential campaigns many months ago. But so all I'm saying is we all have to be involved in the process continually. And that's really the only way that we're going to control what's happened at these higher levels with. You know, and Trump is a racist. I mean, come on. But he didn't promise not to be a racist, did he? So you're saying that.
No.
And it's like, how do we deal with that? So it's just a question we need to talk about. But my answer would be, you know, I would suggest let's just stay engaged continually and shut the government down and sue them.
Yeah,
okay,
really.
That's it. I don't know what else to tell you. Okay.
Thank
ACLU
you so much.
They're suing him for his policies. ACLU, when he tries to change international law, and if we don't protest and if we don't engage, because the U.S. has signed on to asylum agreements with other nations because we're all going to be open. There's going to be a time when, with all our floods and our fires, that we're going to be, and our crime, that we're going to have to go to We're gonna be knocking on the doors of Canada and Mexico to say, hey, I'm an American. I want to get in. You know, that might happen. We don't know because climate change is happening, and we just don't know. Things are happening fast.
That is.
What if it's us as a refugee? That refugee could be you. And that's all.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate you for that.
Appreciate
and, you know, I appreciate it. Oh, you're welcome. And before I pose the same thing back to the 702, I mean, I should be surprised at some things. I really should be. But, sheesh, the judge had to bar Donald Trump from using $2.5 billion to build a border wall after Trump declared he was going to do it. And I believe it was Judge Haywood S. Gilliam, Jr. in Oakland, acted in two lawsuits filed by California and by activists who contended that the money transfer was unlawful and the building the wall would pose environmental threats. I can agree with that, except for one thing. He never said he cared about the environment. As a matter of fact, as far as campaign promises went, that was the last thing basically on his mind, as a matter of fact. Before I go to the next phone caller, did he stick to his guns on that? Well, when he got in, maybe it was a liar. Maybe he just doesn't know. But I think it was very interesting that our current president claimed that wind turbine noise causes cancer. And the important thing was, when he said it, he didn't have anything concrete proof to back it up. But again, I know me. Absolute power corrupts. And I might have missed something in the translation. So I'm going to go to 702-609. Maybe I missed something. Maybe the Don, as president, promised a lot more, and I missed it in the translation. 702-609. Help a brother out, please.
The way I see it, we all have our freedom of political affiliation. I can't really speak on what you spoke of because, number one, I didn't read on that. And number two, I suppose we have to see exactly who would be the most suitable replacement if we don't want Mr. Trump and Mr. Pence in the White House for another 4 years. But that's all a homework assignment for myself with that I call 2020 vision.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, funny enough, right now is just a term. I think I made mention of that at your hip hop workshop. But
yes,
what I have not done is laid out a roadmap to that. But I will say this much for anyone that's listening: do what you can to make sure that everyone gets counted in the 2020 census.
Ooh.
That I will say, because in my opinion, no one is existential. No one is just taking up space. No one is a nobody. Okay. Everybody is somebody. So, you know, for those that say, oh no, you know, I don't want nobody to know my name, da 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 da. Listen, all you are is a number. Okay. All they got to do is count heads in a house. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, mark down 5 and keep it pushing. They don't even have to know your name. The only name they're actually going to get is the head of household, is whoever runs that house, whoever owns that house, whoever pays the mortgage or pays the rent. Please be counted. That's my plea on that. And that there will be the first step or the first target to hit in what I call 2020 vision. More on that later. Stay
Love
tuned.
It. Thank you so much. Man, this brother helped me out a whole lot. Before I hit up with a couple other people who have remained on the line, I'm just saying, again, I hate to say it, but this man has not deviated from parts of what he said. As a matter of fact, some people have said, wait a minute, this man is running with some fringe people where they're surprised that Trump said supporters could demand he not leave office after 2 terms. and some of the people who have supported him have not shown that they really care if he isn't following the guidelines of things that have been set before. He said he was going to drain the swamp and do things a different way. And so far, some of the ones out there are saying, you know, I do back up the Constitution, but I love this man so much, I would love for him to do another term because he has been loyal to the ones who have supported him. And I find it very interesting because, again, I have not heard him say anything close to, I'm everybody's president, let me stop and let me make. No! He, from his talk, he let you know DACA, Dreamers, people crossing the border, the way Muslims were vilified beforehand, nothing changed. I'm going to 216209. Maybe I missed something in the translation. I might be totally wrong, or I might have misconstrued things. And if so, I don't know, but 216209, help a brother get right.
Well, you know what? I must say this. You know, before we get into Trump, let's look ahead to the future. And, you know, I look at things due to the fact of numbers and how we show up with numbers. Black people make up 28% of the population in the United States. 28%. And we do, we are not represented by at least 20% for the people we have to vote for in the election. Some people are claiming Kamala Harris, you know, is African American, but let's just be honest. She's just has our skin tone. She's not really African American. She did not grow up in the hood or no place near the hood. Her family owned slaves. And, you know, that whole thing is very controversial. We passed it down Cory Booker. You know, he's – and like I said, these are numbers that we're not even represented as people who run for office. We're not even represented properly. And Cory Booker, yeah, he's from New Jersey, but it's a lot of questions with him because a lot of things he – duck and dodge to speak on as a leader. And I'm just talking about the representation, regardless of what party you're running for, but because I don't even see one black person on the Republican side that's running or even stepped up or even hint that they may run. So I think we're going into an even bigger pitfall if we don't wake up and start just realizing who's for you? If you're not for yourself and for the person that looks more like you on the side of you more than the person that's above you, then no one is because we're not even being represented properly. I mean, the president is speaking on getting ASAP Rocky out of jail, but he can't speak on getting a lot of innocent people out of jail here in the U.S., ASAP Rocky in Sweden. What about the people in the U.S.? So, yeah, he didn't promise anything. But, you know, he didn't promise anything, but what he did promise, and some of the things he did say about the Ford fix, that was a lie.
Right.
Some of the things that he promised his own party and his own camp, it was his basic lie. Because when he gets caught in the lies that he promised people, he's spinning around and turning to something else. He is the art. He has the art of delusion. He knows how to take the delusion and put it in the place of an answer of a question. And he masters that. And he has been mastering that his whole life. Let's go all the way back to when he promised some people that he was supposed to pay them for construction. Long before a wall was being built, he was building a wall between his employees and him. in Atlantic City. And all those construction workers were put out of business. We're talking about people that were businessmen were put out of business because he just didn't pay them. So he turns to his lawyer, and this is true fact. He turned to his lawyer and asked his lawyer, how can we make this go away? And his lawyer told the silly man, just pay the people.
And he didn't want to do that.
I'm done.
So, if, you know, I'll rest my case on that point right there. We don't even have to really go into what he's promising now. Just look at the past history.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks for itself. You know, here's a known fact. A known fact. A cheater is a liar. Known fact. Known fact. And somebody be like, how could you translate a cheater into a liar? Well, if you cheated, you ain't going to tell everybody you cheated. You're going to learn about it. So,
I appreciate
let's just keep
that.
It 100. No problem.
Thank you so much. You know something? My thing is, I appreciate the dialogue. I'm hoping that out of everything that I might have griped about and stepped upon, seems like it was the largest stepladder for my soapbox, so I'm glad that we had a sergeant at arms and a few other people to hold that 50-foot stepladder up safely and securely, but I'm hoping and praying that whoever comes in, be it Republican, Democrat, whoever comes through, maybe they'll be about their business and say, you know something? I was voted in to do the work of the people who put me in. Yes, I am everybody's president, but if I'm designed to do a task, I better follow through, and I need to follow through. If I don't follow through, then I'm going to look like a fool because the bar has been put in a different position that you cannot say anymore that, well, I can't do, I shouldn't, or what have you. It's been set in a real interesting way for these few years. Very interesting indeed. Before I let go of this conversation, I want to know if the 216-400 wants to chime back in on anything. 216-400, if there's anything you'd like to add back to the conversation. And if not, I can probably tell that
he was quiet.
They were having a lot of things to say, so they probably went on to put me on speakerphone and say, can you believe this fool just said about President Barack Obama in comparison to President Donald Trump? Well, unfortunately, I just had to throw it out there. I think, and it wasn't just President Barack Obama. I think when it came to Republican presidents, conservative, Ronald Reagan was president, more love it or hate it, Bush regime, Bush Jr., they at least stopped enough to say, you know, I am everybody's president. This is getting too out of hand. Let's talk about it. Basically speaking, like Eminem was told by MGK, wait a minute, let's just talk about it, period. And this one said, talk about what? You know, I appreciate everything. After this week's episode, if something happens and I'm not here next week, it's because Lake City Radio said, oh, enough of you, fool. But I expect to be back next week. We never know what I might say. We never know what we might hear. But I appreciate the people who tune in because I know you all are thinking people. But that being said, hey, I remember one of my favorite tracks that I've liked very recently because it's the facts. I'm living my black life. Ballhead Fred, Fred G, you know what it is.
Yeah, yeah. I
gotta watch my back. I gotta watch my back, cause these instants only attack. Yo, I gotta get the strap, cause these niggas out to kill. They wanna take your DNA, cause your blood they wanna spill. It's real. Let's have a moment in silence. Find some peace of yourself. Ain't no need for that violence. Now quiet, just need some self-control. Quick to pick up a gun. Yo, you need to slow your roll. Whoa, no, punk. Yo, don't make me go and shake it. Too many cowards out here, and they thinking that they gangsters. We at war, they don't really want peace. I see y'all street thuggin', cause y'all as bad as the police. Cause y'all killers, real n***a. When y'all see them dirty cops, y'all like trying to pull them triggers. When y'all see the police, y'all just scatter. I ain't dying over petty, my black life matter, come on. So what the f*** is you wildin' for? You buzzin' shots in the club, what for? When you see the police, why you... I see the violence won't cease, so I'm protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Yeah. Yo, they quick to put you in a slammer. Police don't give a fair, shoot you on camera. They evil, and they treat you like a slow burner. Gotta duck them f***ing kids, cause they getting away with murder. Check it, you can run, but you can't hide. Yo, I'm God, I ain't got no time for devilish vibes. Wicked minds don't not hunt, and they wanna clown me. Rest in peace, Amir Rice, and they wanna Mike Brown me. Ain't no justice in this country, and it never was peace. When you hear them f***ing sirens, that's the sound of defeat. They won't cease, they love to pick a fight with us. Illuminati cops out here, blood sacrificing us, fighting us. Yo, it's hard to get out they sight. When I'm getting pulled over, I don't know if I'ma die tonight. Leave me alone, I had a day. You ain't gotta break the law, they gon' f*** with your ass anyway. So what the f*** is you wildin' for? You harassing me, cop, what for? I'm protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you, protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you.
Come on, come on,
come on.
Thank you.